siyabonga Star Lontunga. Thank you very much, Tatenda. Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 7th, 2013. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about challenges being faced by Zimbabwean students and their parents as children go back to school.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
Our legal framework in terms of education says that the parents should be brought to book by the school. The school should deal with the parent and not send the child away. So it's unfortunate that the heads are still sending away children, and some of the reasons are levies, which by law a child should not be sent away because of his payment of levy.
Ekuningi lokhu asingelizwi ngoba imali yakhona yiyo kayikho. Singakwanisa ukuthenga amabhuku engaphezu ngokuba amabhuku akhona abefuneka baningi. So ukuthi ukwanise abantwana bebathathu bakwanise ukuthi bathengele bekusekondari. Hayi, imali yakhona yeyithingi kungaselayo. Siye sanceswa yiprojekthi esesenilokusila phansi. Ade besinekhipha sinesi-school fees, ade besikhiphele. La ma-inform ade besizame ukuthi besithengele. Amabhuku hhayi ade sizibonele kodwa kuba nesikhathi ababhalisa kudala, ababhalise kathesi, abangene kathesi ngoba vele nesikhathi wayefunda kwenye indawo kwasebuya ngapha, hhayi kufuze ukhiphe imali yakhona yesiba nzima.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about Zimbabwean children as schools open for the second term.
In some parts of Zimbabwe, there are reports that pupils are being turned away from schools for not paying tuition and school fees. Some parents say they are struggling to raise money for paying school fees for their kids, as most of them are not gainfully employed.
Critics say such challenges impede the revival of the education sector in Zimbabwe, which used to have a high literacy rate. The Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe claims that the country's literacy rate could be below 30% and not 91.3%, as officially stated.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And please note that Studio 7 is now on WhatsApp. Find us on 1-202-465-0318. Gibbs.
Yabakambe balalelis. Leto balokuti lipile kwahle kwa langapo lapel kona. Hachitina ke siphile kahle lapha eWashington. Ye, udabe kudwini lamhla ke sikhuluma ngovulwa kwesikolo. Siyakwazi ukuthi sokungene ku-second term okwamanje. Ye, kulembiko etshiyeneyo evele ezabelweni etshengisa ukuthi abantwana bayaxotshwa isikolo. Baxotshela ukuthi kababhadalanga ke i-school fees, le tuition yangkhona. Ye, sizwile njalo ukuthi i-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe ithi ilizwe nxa kukhulunywa nge-literacy rate ukhanya ngazani iphansi kakhulu. Singathi iphansi lokho kukhangelelwe ukuthi kungaba yi-30%. Kodwa eZimbabwe liyaziwa ngokuthi le literacy rate phela ephezulu sibili 91.3%. So bakhanya zani bakudoubt ukuthi hayi lokhu kungazani akusikho ngoba kulezi nsuku abantwana bayaxotshwa, singathi lezemfundo ziphansi. Ubona njani udaba lamhla ke Blessing?
Ongoka hamadzadiwa nasi tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvemamiriro akaita zvinhu muzvikoro. Paine mashoko ekuti vana vakawanda vari kudzorwa kumba nenyaya yekuti havana kunge vakwanisa ivo kubhadhara mari dzechikoro kana kuti maschool fees. Saka tuda kuti imi vabereki munge muchifona muchitudzawo kuti zviri kufamba sei munharaunda nemu nzvimbo dzamugere. And I think Gibbs, we have our first guest. Our first guest is Dr. Takawafira Joe, who is the president of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Dr. Joe, good evening.
Good evening, and good evening, Zimbabweans, and how are you?
Thank you so much, and we also hope our listeners, wherever they are doing good. Give us a summary, Dr. Joe, of what is happening in schools. What are you hearing from your various constituencies?
Well, we received the information to the effect that a number of students were sent home by schools for various reasons, but mostly failure to pay tuition and school fees, stretching from last term to also the fees for this term. And the schools are also saying that in most cases, if they are boarding schools, they are saying there are situations where parents send students to stay in boarding facilities, but the parents have not paid, including even ministers. Surprisingly, some of the well-paid Zimbabweans, like ministers, are not also paying school fees. They are the most culprits. And then there are also cases where parents are not gainfully employed and they are struggling to send their kids to school, including teachers. So for various reasons, including also parents who demonstrated today for increased fees, there were fees that were increased without consultation of the parents, and there are also cases where parents were demonstrating against headmasters, and the five schools did not open today, like Rujeko Primary School in Mashingo, and several other schools where students did not learn today. And mostly schools are saying it is better to send kids away on the first day or during the initial phases because they want their kids, the people to pay school fees so that they start thoroughly to prepare for examinations, because second term is a busy term where students must cover the syllabus. By the parents are also complaining that they don't have the amount, and some of the fees that are demanded by schools are exorbitant and beyond their ability to pay. And so it is a catchy 25 situation where some parents are failing to pay, but they are willing to pay, but unfortunately they are employees of the government and the government is not paying them. The government is paying them peanuts. So it's a dilemma in which parents want to send their pupils, their children to school, in which schools are demanding also beyond their ability, and in most cases, they are government employees.
Thank you, Dr. Joy. But the next question is, what has happened to the PIM program?
Well, unfortunately, against the advice which have always informed the ministry, the people whom we see on PIM program, unfortunately, are either related to ministers or to politicians. And the needy children are not receiving that assistance from them. We have always stressed this issue to the minister, Senator David Coulthard. But you see, the whole essence is polarized, and there is the political machinations in the choice of students. And you find out that it's not the needy that are getting the BIM, but it's the children coming from fairly well families that are getting the BIM, and the children or the sons and daughters of some fairly well war veterans and ZANU-PF officials.
Asika vazvo tichitarisa idzo nyaya dzemafizi dzi vamwe vari kutivo vana vakasa badhara zvinenge zvakureva kuti zvikoro hazvichakwanisiwo kuti zvinge zvichiita kuti zvitenge zvimwe zvikwanisiro nekune rimwewo divi hurumende yacho iri kutadza kupa zvikoro izvozvi mari yakakwana. Zvinenge zvichifamba sei semaonero enyu? Pangagadziriswa sei apa?
Hongu ndinobvuma. Ndosaka ndataura kuti kune vamwe vakuru vakuru vanowana mari maminista, unoona kuti ndo ari makalprit okutanga asingabhadhari fees. Saka ini ndinoona tinofanira kustrika ibalance kuti zvikoro zvinofanira kuti zviwirirane namaparents, kuti maparents wo asina mari aya anoda kuti vana vavo vadzidze, because education is right, vangabhadharawo sei, vokwanisa kunge vachibhadhara pamwedzi pamwedzi kuti vakwanise kuti vana vavo vaende kuchikoro, kwete kungoti chikoro chiti takakwidza fees yava $500, vabereki havanawo mari yacho iyo. Saka tinofanira kuwana zvikoro zvitenderana navabereki, kuti vabereki vasingakwanisiwo kubhadhara mari yese vanobhadhara pashoma pashoma kusvikira mari yacho yakwana, tionewo kuti tinoenzanisa tichitarisa mativi yese, nokutiwo zvikoro zvinodawo kuti zvioparetewo. Vana vanogara mumabhoarding vanofanira kunge vachibhadharawo yavo mabhoarding fee, vanofanira kunge vachidyawo, havangangotumwi chete kunodya kuzvikoro vabereki vavo vasina kubhadharawo kuti vakwanise kungogara mumabhoarding vachidyawo. Saka tinofanira kunge tiwane tistrike rinati pachinge balance kuti zvinake kwese nakwese.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke khona ngapho ke Joe ungayikha chana. Sike zizame ke umnumzana umpumelelo eZimbabwe. Baba Mpumelelo kunjani?
Uyaphila gifti njani?
No, siphilile kakhulu mfowethu. Ungathini ngokuvula kwesikolo?
Ya, ukuvula kwesikolo khona bekulilungelo elihle ebantwaneni, but ngesimo esikhona lapha eZimbabwe kunzima kakhulu. Ngoba okwenzakalayo ngikhuluma kunje nje abantwana kumele bahambe esikolo asisebenzi and indlala ngapha mina lapha esikhona ebubi indlala ichayile kunzima ibhakede $9. So i-$9 yena leyo ukuze uyizuze ngapho wena ungasebenzi uhlezi ekhaya. So kuyinto enzima kakhulu kithi thina abazali, but abantwana bese kusiba nzima ukuthi umntwana aye esikolo kumbe udinga ukudla ukuthi adle kulokuthi aye esikolo ngoba kunzima kakhulu lapho.
Nxa abantwana bengasahambi-ke esikolo Mpumelelo, ubona zani kujoni khonokho?
Vele ukuthi bangayo esikolo kakulunganga, but ngesimo sakhona yikho okunzima khona khonapho. Siyazama ukuncengisa ukuthi bayabehamba loba besiyaqothwa kuphela khona ngathi bebahamba nje kuphela, kodwani vele kunzima ukuthi vele singathi singaphusha njani indaba yakhona ngoba umsebenzi vele yongikhoyo.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu kwe Mpumelelo, ungadinwa lokusasa mfowethu.
Hayi, mbonile.
Yeah.
Of course, we encourage you to also use WhatsApp and we have some messages here. Tina vamoyo vanotiwo vabereki havana mari, zvikoro zvavhurwa, idambudziko kuvabereki. Please imboregedzai vana vadzidze, mari inonaka mazuva ose. And Tawanda D writes, here in the rural areas there are pupils who are being turned away for failing to pay fees. It was a good day though in most parts of the country. And Obed writes, my son is in grade 1 and has been sent back home for school fees. Obed is in Murombedzi. And Columbus writes, pupils in some Chimanimani schools are being denied the opportunity to pay for exam fees before full payment of school fees and they are being turned away. Regaitende kuna mkoma Mike. Magadi mkoma Mike.
Tiripo magadi yenyu.
Aiwa, tiripo. Tipeo maoniru yenyu nenyaya ye kubadara maharize chikoro ye.
Yesu tukuona kuti, zinoitia lo kuti, babereki babarizile vana mani. Bakafa, bazosara veri, baka chengeta vana. Banambuya basina. Kwa ni kwa kumeita maharu minika yedi ezimbapu. Yaka uma, taka kuti mwana uva, enda the same day over zingwa ipo bayakura education yevana ndiri nani kuti kana dai zvaiita vabereki votaurirana nematicha mwana esaluze education silapasi yezuva iroro esadzokere kumba pamwe vana vechisara vechidzidza iyo mari yacho ichizotsvakwa ichizovapo hazvina nidi yokudzingwa mwana ipapo.
Munokuluma kaimi mkoma Mike?
Yeah.
Kuluma itinzi.
Ai ungati kuluma itinzi. Oti usiti liko lapa mzawami. Mnumzani.
Kuluma sisi.
Mna ngiti kunono. Ukutikuwa kona. Awa zali la matita kube luku kulumela na ubunga chocho abatwana. Bati kube lenjo ngekuti. Be visa ni be kulumela ni ngomzali lekupata imali kube kuthi bephakela malanga ukuthi uzaphathela ngelanga elinje kodwa umntwana engaluzanga imfundo yakhe ngaleso sikhathi kulokuthi becotshe isikole.
Yes, akuzwa kodwa ye kodwa baningi kanganani abantwana abaxotshwayo?
Abaningi abantwana abaningi nje namhlanje kuyasiharare sibona abanye abantwana abaningi bebuyele emuva ukuthi besuke esikole ukuthi asicotshiwe. Yabona, sabadala bayabenginamali yiusupho luyabe lukhona sake umntwana oyancecotshe esikole kuyabe seluze imfundo yakhe.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke mnumzana Mike. Ungadinwa lakusasa, sithemba ukuthi uzaphenduka kuhlelo lolu.
Ye, iyaphenduka.
I think Blessing, we are joined by a second guest who is Mr. Justin Majale. He's a Gwanda parent and social commentator. Mr. Majale, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Peter.
Thank you so much. Give us an update. What is going on in your surrounding area in terms of pupils going to school?
Yeah, it is a mixed scenario. Some managed to go back to school. Others were sent back home. And I believe that largely it is because of the state of our economy. It is because of the high rate of unemployment. Why least in a plan schools, but the larger plan goes to the government, which is failing to create enough jobs, which is failing to pay its workers some reasonable amount of money that such that they can be able to pay school fees. So it should be a tripartite kind of arrangement where the government plays its role, parents are supposed to also play their role, and the school administration also plays its role. So we cannot largely blame the school administration because the schools are also supposed to run. So if we do not pay fees, the schools are not going to run properly. But however, parents are also constrained by their financial position, unemployment, the state of the economy. So it is those factors that contribute to the failure of children to attend school. At the end of the day, the children become the larger victim from this arrangement.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. Blessing, what do you have now?
We still have more WhatsApp messages. Tuenda kunamkoma Emmanuel, who says, yes, pupils are being turned away for failing to pay fees and for the rights. I'm surprised that pupils are being turned away, yet the minister said they must not and love more rights. Chipinge Emerald Primary School is turning away students for failing to pay fees. This is really boring. And we have Brighton who writes, Babereka vana mari apa vana vato dzingwa nasi chaiye zvakaoma. Gibbs.
Yeah, kwenye kuzima sivili kakulu. If I may come to you, Mr. Joe, or Dr. Joe, sorry. It seems as if there is a crisis in Zimbabwe in terms of the literacy rate. And your organization is saying that the rate should be about 30% instead of 91.3%. So tell us about the research that you came out with and whether all this, what is happening right now, affects the literacy rate.
Well, I think the literacy rate, which we always assume is very high, is based on research that has been done a long time ago. Even the ministry now has recent research which has shown that even a lot of students were in grade 7. For example, there was a research which was done even in Manicaland by the ministry, by Ms. Mzavas, which has shown that a number of students who are in grade 7 are operating at below grade 3. There is also research that has been done in Martinhos, which has shown that a lot of students who are even in Form 4 are operating at grade 6. And our literacy rate is based on completion of primary school and not necessarily on ability to read and write. So our research has shown that there are students who go as far as Form 4 and are assisted even to write their names. And our literacy rate is as low as maybe below 30%. And what we are saying is the government is not prioritizing education in Zimbabwe in comparison with other governments in Southern Africa, which can also be seen even from the allocation of the education budget vis-a-vis the national budget. Our budget is around 14% of the total budget, 15% or even 12%. When other Southern African countries are operating at above 22%, South Africa is operating at 27%, Kenya is operating at 35% of education budget vis-a-vis the national budget. So we don't prioritize education. We prioritize the sharing of political power. The government does not care whether students are learning or they are not learning. It's not an important issue. It's not even discussed in parliament. It's as business as usual. Education is taken as any other business after political machinations, after sharing of political power. So it is a shame. It is unfortunate that we don't prioritize education yet. The only thing which we can talk of in Zimbabwe, which is credible, is its former strong education system. And we can build the country on a strong education system, and it is the basis of development, it is the basis of everything, and we need to educate the populace so as to plan in a better manner in future. It is unfortunate that we are in such a country where we have reduced education to any other business.
Thank you so much. We have an interesting text here from a parent who just wrote her name as E.T., and she writes, my child has been turned away, but I went to the school during the holiday to pay my child's school fees, but I found no headmistress at the school. I told her that today, and she said, and I quote, "Andimirire zvinhu zvisina hupfu kumba kwangu, because we are not paid holiday covers. So what is going on in the education sector?" Interesting letter indeed. Regatiende kuna Mukanya. Mukanya magadi.
Tipo magadi wewe.
Aiwa isu tiriwadi. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Munongona semazuva ese kazvino zvemunyika medu izvika. Muri kungozamawo zvamuri kuita izvi zvinoita kuti vanhu tizive apo nepapo. Asi chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti zvino zvaoma. Ukatarisa chiripo ndechekuti vakomana venhu tatone. Vanhu vane mari ndivo vanomhanya kuti pakaitwa kamari kadiki diki kazuva aka kakabatsire varombo. Sezvo nekuti mari dzakadzichiwa dzinobva nekwavari ndivo vakuru vanosaina mapepa. Vanobva vatotanga kuzvisainira ivo. Na 100 dollars apo ho vane varombo aya vandotanga kuendesa kune vani kune vavo. Inini ndine mwana wemukoma wangu chaoche akaita akaona scholarship yekuenda kuport university anomazoona kusouth africa akakwanisa kuenda kunoonekana na president kunzi vari kuenda tikaita mabiko ekuti zvafamba asi chakazoi tikachatoka nechekuti last day tatenda zvese vanhu vatopfeka kuti vari kudi vari kuenda mwana akanzi izvohanzi chine urombo pane zvaitika nzvimbo yako hapasini. Kazi ndo vakaenda kunooneka president akatoa chiti baba ndabata mumugoko kwa president vanandisani ndabata.
Yeah.
Handi munoona saka izvezvi pane murume akutaurepo pakataura kuti vanoita nhari tinovataura kuti mari dzebhini dziri kupuhwa vanhu vasiri zaiti but unoona vanhu vachitaura kunzi pamba pari kudiwa mumwe munhu haadi kuzvinzwa kasi pamba pari kunzi pari kudiwa ndepake chii chinenge chichiitika kuti ndiye mudi wachoka.
Yeah.
Handikona ndo dambudziko raita munyika medu maita dambudziko kungotaura pane zvatinoita ndazviku muhombe wachaimba kuti gadzirira ndiye anenge ari pamusoro pekutora saka toita tu.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Mukanya nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa maita basa.
Tinotenda hanzi zvakataurwa nemuimbi Leonard Jakata kuti tinofanira kushanda semajuru asi vamwe vafunga kuita zvipukuto. Tinotenda. Regai tiende kuna Mukoma Max. Mukoma Max makadi. Mukoma Max?
Hello.
Makadi zvenyu.
Mushe makadi.
Aiwa tiripo. Taurai zvenyu tinzwe. Muri kuona sei mamiriro akaita zvinhu muzvikoro?
Handina kunge ndateerera zvimwe musoro wenyaya sezvati mukuda.
Aiwa nhasi tanga tichida kuti titaure nenyaya yemamiriro akaita zvinhu muzvikoro. Vana vazhinji vari kunzi vari kudzorwa kuzvikoro. Hurumende haisi kuendesa mari yakawanda muzvikoro zvekuti kunenge kwakuita dambudziko.
Problem iripo ndeyekuti mari yacho yataakushandira mazuva ano inenge kutinetsei munyika medu munomu. Saka vanhu vakawanda vasikwanisa kuafudha kuti vabhadhare mari dzakadaro. So muzvikoro takagara sekuziva kwedu varairidzika kuti vakuru vezvikoro vagara vanotongotiwo mwana kana asinawo kubhadhara mari anobinya anodzorwa kumba but inenge isiri mhosva yavo because mwana anenge asina kudii anenge asina kubhadhara mari.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Max nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Okay.
Tatenda Gibbs.
Yes, singakabuyi kuye mnumzana Majale sike sikhulume lo mnumzana Steven eSouth Africa. Baba Steven kunjani?
Kunjani?
Hayi mphilile mnumzana. Yeah,
akusibruwame but mina ngizokhetha isi ngizokhuluma isiNdebele ngoba mina ngomhlangano wazi.
Yeah, khuluma baba.
But indaba yelupendle yabantwana babuyiselwe emuva le kuthi bangafundi kuthi le government le wayazi ukuthi awuthi government yabantu le. Nami ibuhlungu kuthinelele ndawo leyo ukuthi abantwana babuyiselwe emuva igovernment yona iyidla imali right through yabona.
Ehhe khuluma ngesihlangano. Yey, khuluma ngesihlangane kulaphonga ukuthi iyangayanga mbija
ya uraidi manizokhuluma ngesihlangano thina bamahlangana nina 827 nisivalela ngaphandle singakhulumi nathi sifuna ukukhuluma lapho sithi yayimamela le 227 nani yadawura niyakhuluma nje thina abanye nisivale ngaphandle dale i-227 ayihlukanangi nezanu izafana nezanu futhi ngoba thina sivalwa ngaphandle kufanele ukuthi elinye lisuku lilithi amahlangano bakhulume amavente bakhulume sesinakubalwa ithangana ngifuna ukukhuluma esithangana ukuthi labanye bamamele bazongizwa ngisho.
Ye usihlabe khonapho usihlabe. Ye usihlabe
kakuluma changa nipula ma changa mia nipumeze kirezi le etu kweziwa hiko nifunde kona le etu kweziwa kirezi le kukuli menzi imbe hiko le nipuma kona manje nina studio 7 mina venga
ay kuluma kuluma pela sasi kuniki li chansi babu kutu kulumi changa ni kuluma pela unge changa ni kuna po ye
oh e changa na ya mina nisuka le etu kweziwa le anu kubakwani la vava nitu wako sesi va engisela ku studio 7 ni mina Steven Tomu noma eGwediva ne eGred se ndi dovha ndamba nga tshivenda futuri hava vhathu vha vha studio 7 avari sivho uri rikone vho amba uri na rinevo machangana na mavenda tikoto amba paka ka studio 7 voto vho ane na khesa both
hai kuruma ke ngokuthi school isikolo ke isikolo ubona njani kona lapho eh ngokuthi abantwana baqotshwe isikolo ukhulume ngesichangana
anuku vanhu lava va vengele ka yena va fanekele va khomana va humesa timali hi yisa evana xikolweni leni ya ku vana va ta kota ku dyondza hina vanhu va kona a va endli sweswo va tsutsuma van'wani va ta South Africa ni khezile ni ya vonga ne
ye hayi sibokele kakhulu mnumzana Steven ye nxa singabuya kuye baba Mashale ungathini ke ngokukhulunywa ngabantu kukhanya ngazane kuyahlupha sibili khona ngapho ukuthi abantwana baye ezikolo ye ngamafitshane bokuthi gaga ye baba Majale lokhu sakhona ecingweni umnumzana uMajale angazana samtholi place ngulani khona lapha
we have some texts and we have Tichaona who writes here we have an orphan who applied for a lower sixth place at Bare High School but he did not have school fees and he spent the whole of last year akangogara no one is able to assist him even the relatives NGOs are saying we are not recruiting. Saka anuita say kuti ararami ni maricho whilst he is living alone with a good O-level certificate in GO. He has gotten A, Agriculture B, Accounts C, Shona C, Interscience C, History C, Maths E, English D, although he is willing to add Maths and English. Very touching indeed, Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo mbona zani lo velasi lapha ecingweni. Sakubona mama.
Yebo baba.
Ye kunjani Mvelasi?
Ngikhona futhi kunjani?
Hayi mbitshana, phosela kukho lapho sikhuluma ke ngabantwana abaxotshwayo ngamafutshane sibini.
Hey, futhi lapho inkingi khona kakhulu ekhaya lapho. Noma mina ngisesathi sifika nami kodwa abantwana bayatsho. Abantwana bayaxotshwa ekhaya. Into eyenza kanjalo ukuthi kuxotshwe abantwana labekhaya ukuthi i-government kayibheki ukuthi education system yona injani iyafaka imali manje ngeke ngakuzwe ukukhuluma ngendaba ukuthi uChombo kambisa imali izincwadi zokuthi kuthengelwa amachief kanti ungafaka izincwadi zokuthi imali lezo ziye abantwana besikolo zikompensate abantwana besikolo abanye abasholele ngabazali ogogo kadina abantwana bangalabo yise bayaxotshwa labo futhi labo bantwana kodwa lapho umlimi ukuthi kuthiwa kuthengelwa uchief imoto akungitshela ukuthi leyo nto isebenze itini imali lilizwe elifuna ukuthi libe nempumelelo
ye awuyitshaye sibili uyitshaye kakhulu baba Mvelasi mboke kakhulu ye sibongile siyabonga baba.
Of course, we also have a text here from MEPS who says sending children back is the most effective method of enhancing communication between school authorities and parents. The children are not being expelled but simply are being simply asked to go and remind their parents about fees payment.
Unfortunately, we don't have extra time. Time is up, Blessing.
And would want to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Takaba Fira Joe, President, Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, and Mr. Justin Majale, Gwanda parent and social commentator.
Thanks also to listeners who joined us tonight on State of 7 Live Talk. We hope you are going to join us again tomorrow. Signing off is Skip Stube in Washington, D.C.
And yours truly, Blessing Zulu. Good night.